You are listening to The Auto Tech Show, a podcast dedicated to the evolution of technology and modern-day solutions in the automotive industry. Join our host, Mark Babin, as he speaks with the industry-leading professionals from around the world on the constantly changing topics of the automotive industry. Each episode has the ability to provide new ideas that you won't want to miss, from upcoming technology to some of the most recent automotive advances. And now for our host, Mark Babin.
Yes, hello everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Auto Tech Show. Very excited to have you. Today we are going all the way to beautiful New Orleans, Louisiana for the TMC annual conference and show. It's a great fleet industry event that brings all the organizations together to talk about challenges, innovate solutions, and show off their latest in tech. We spoke to the executive director, Robert Braswell, on just how important events like this are, especially now in the industry as exponential change continues in technology, which of course only brings new opportunities and solutions. So let's get into this short little episode with Robert, and I'll see you on the other end. Robert, thank you so much for your time. I know it's a bit of a crazy week. You're saying it feels like a month and a few days. How are things going so far? We're 2 days in.
Well, things are doing great here at our 2024 Annual Media and Transportation Technology Exhibition. We have over about 5,000 people here from all over the world here to celebrate what is excellence in maintenance. The theme this year deals with quality specification, and on the trade show floor, we've got just about the best equipment you can think of here in the industry, all sorts of different vendors and solutions to help fleets do a better job of doing maintenance and operation for their vehicles.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of variety in there, and ultimately I think everyone's trying to accomplish the same goal by addressing challenges in the industry. With what we see challenge-wise right now, staffing, technology, demand, do you see everyone sort of universally wanting to accomplish these together?
Yeah, I think so in a way, because one of the main things we do at TMC is develop voluntary industry standards, and we have a great participation amongst the people that come here to TMC to help us do that. We have over 105 task forces meeting here this week under 17 different study groups. Study groups look for problems in the industry or challenges, and then the task force has set about the work of actually solving those challenges, usually through the development of a recommended practice or voluntary industry standard. But it could be educational, it could be technical outreach. There's a number of different ways you can solve a problem, but I think the idea of collectively solving these issues is something that's in the DNA of TMC. It goes back to our founding in 1956.
Do you see, as the years progress with the event, do you see challenges in the past resolved now, and then obviously we accomplish new solutions and new technologies that would help to, I guess, surpass those challenges?
Oh, absolutely. I think way back to the founding time of TMC, tire quality was a big issue. And one of our members, to just prove a point, showed that they could meet all the federal regulations for tires by making a tire out of burlap. And it met all the requirements, but obviously you can't run a burlap tire. Well, we've gotten a lot better with tires. I mean, radial technology from bias back in the 70s, and now the compounding is just amazing, so you're getting fantastic life. But now you look at a thing like tires, so now the next issue is, well, what do you do about electric vehicles? The tire life on electric vehicles is substantially reduced in most applications compared to a conventionally powered truck. So there's always challenges, even if the technology has gotten to a point where it's very reliable in one application, change the application a little bit, and now you may have to start over again.
When you talked about technology, and I think people getting onboarded to new technology is obviously a standard that we need to get faster at. As technology evolves, we need to be able to onboard fleets onto it faster so they can take advantage of it. Is that something that you see as being critical to, I guess, the evolution of the industry?
Well, and I think the way that we learn in the industry is rapidly changing. You take a look at 20 or 30 years ago, most of the information would be imparted using text or written materials, and we certainly are all about that still, but video is now a much more important part, and not just videos like you have a DVD or an old VHS like in the old days, and we used to do those things, but now we're doing it through YouTube, TikTok, all different ways of communicating these messages, either directly directly from TMC itself or through our members that are taking the TMC information and sharing it with their internal customers.
So looking at this year, obviously there's a lot going on in there, and you mentioned EV as maybe one of the topics we're seeing a lot of. Are there particular trends that you're excited to see on the floor this year and in the sessions?
Well, some of the topics that we're talking about have to do with what's the next generation of equipment we're going to see, like from the super truck programs. We just had a technical session this morning about that. There's a lot of life left in the diesel engine, and we think some of the wastegate technology and some of the emerging things that are coming from the super truck program will be very exciting for fleets in the next 5 to 10 years for improving efficiency and safety, and most importantly reducing our need for energy. That's a major part of it, because it all goes down to sustainability and the environment, and there's more solutions out there than just going to electric vehicles.
Yeah, I think the sustainability is a big topic, and I think that's something, just walking the floor, I see a lot of companies addressing. Do you see it as something that you're going to see year after year at TMC from now on?
Oh, I think it's been evolving for decades here at TMC. It's just a natural extension of what we've been doing all along. And, there's also issues with, in addition to sustainability, but just vehicle complexity. You know, we're having all these systems, but they're getting more and more complex, and the ability of fleets to maintain their own systems is becoming a challenge, but I think they're rising to the occasion by staying on top of the issues, staying abreast of the latest techniques, so that they can continue to do business in the most economical means possible.
Yeah, and ultimately affect all their standards, keep their uptime as high as possible, sustainability, and address the issues that they're dealing with.
And you hit on it exactly, because for a fleet, that's the number one thing, is minimizing downtime. You know, if you outsource your maintenance completely to a third party, that's not necessarily their primary concern. Uptime is for the fleet, because they have a customer they have to satisfy. So that's why they do their own maintenance, and that's why TMC is so important to them.
And just lastly, obviously, with so much going on in the world and with so much evolving quickly here in the industry specifically, how important is it for people to attend events like this to learn, to talk to other colleagues in the industry?
Well, I would say what makes TMC special in this regard is that it's technical experts talking to technical experts. You know, you go to a lot of trade shows in the industry, and there's a lot of marketing folks and sales folks, and that's great. But if you really want to have an exchange with somebody on what's technically the best way to do something, TMC is the place to be. And the folks here on the floor at this trade show, they tend to be the technical experts, not necessarily the sales or marketing experts. So, you know, if you want to get tap into industry expertise, TMC is the place to do it.
Place to be, TMC. I love it. It seems like that's the conversations going on, and it's fantastic to see. So, look, I won't keep you any longer. Thank you so much for your time today, and best of luck on the rest of the event.
Thank you very much.
All right.
So there we have it. A great quick talk with Robert. Sounds like this is going to be a great event for years to come. We're certainly proud to have attended. And over the next 7 weeks, we will be interviewing people here from the event in person to get great insights for you, all different sides of the fleet industry. So keep a close eye on the show. We'll see you on an episode very soon. Thanks for listening, everyone. Talk to you soon.